mom is so fat, she has 101% body fat.
Your mom is so fat, you have to roll her in flour, then dive for the wet spot.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Yeah, maybe don't tell that one.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Yeah.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. It is Sunday. Yes, it is. I hope your weekend was good. Thanks for tuning in. yes, it was a good weekend, I'm sure. I hope you had a great one. I did, I'm sure. Probably spent it working, but nonetheless, it was good to at least be alive at times like these. You know what I mean? You can't complain. You can't complain. My name is Will Koontz, host of this here program, heard every Sunday, 6:15 here on Radio St. Pete, 10:15 p.m. on Mondays, and 4:15 a.m. Eastern Time, Eastern U.S. Standard Time, if you're an early riser. And you can always catch it on podcast at hmbradio.com or subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay. HMB Radio should do it. Hotel Mike Bravo. Make sure you keep up with us. Leave us a message or a text message. 813-693-2124. And you can get a hold of me via email, thehomemadebroadcast at radiosaintpete.com. Facebook.com/HMB Radio. And make sure you follow Radio St. Pete as well. Facebook.com/Radio St. Pete. Twitter, home_made_man. And Radio St. Pete on Twitter. And Instagram, too. We're trying to get the Instagram popping on both of those things. Same as the Twitter for both of us. So check it out. Follow us on there. We can get some good stuff going on there. Really, really good stuff. My guest this week, we're promoting on April 1st. We got the Poolside Comedy Jam at the Hollander Hotel here in downtown St. Petersburg. It's going to be a really good show. We got, and today's guests are comics on that show. So we got Zach Townsend, we have John Jacobs from MTV's Are You the One, and we have Rio Paris, who is just one of the sweetest dudes that I know, and just an all-around good guy and hysterical dude, and multi-talented. He's does music, he does comedy, so he's almost working on his triple threat. So he's going to be famous and be out of here pretty quick. So at least you'll get to see him at the Hollander Hotel on April 1st. It's a free show. Come on out. If you want more info, check out the Hollander Hotel St. Petersburg's Facebook page. It's on their events. And like I said, it's free. You have really no excuse. It's going to be a lot of fun. DJ Sugar Bear is going to be there spinning. And he actually is a DJ who actually spins records. I know that's rare these days because you just plug in your iPhone. Not this guy. No, he plays really good stuff. I've seen him a few times around town. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B here in St. Petersburg. Chrissy Parker does really good work down there. Herself, she has Botox now, which it seems like it's poison. It's poison that gets injected into your face, and it removes wrinkles. So I've seen the aftermath, and it works, and you don't die. So call or make an appointment, 727-329-9751, and you can find more info on our website at Truvy Salon and Spa. That's Truvy Salon and Spa.com. And then Slybar, 2061 Central Avenue, Slybar.com. It's works coming along gracefully in there. Joe has done a really good job really transforming that place from I always liked it. It was kind of a cool, but nothing really stood out about it, you know? And it was just a cool bar to hang at. But he's really making it beautiful. He's putting the completely revamped the place. So they're actually still in construction, and I think a name change is coming. There's a lot of things in the work for Sly Bar, so go check them out. Food, they got the whole nine yards, as they say over there, 2061 Central Avenue, right here, St. Petersburg. So let's just get into it. I know it was a good episode. It's chaotic when you have more than a few people in here. We had three, and three very verbose, boisterous young men, and then including myself into that mix. I think we got some good stuff, though. We pre-recorded this one, so I will talk to you in 1 second. We're just going to put this edit that you didn't even need to know about in it, slice these things together, and we'll be on the show. So thank you for listening to Homemade Broadcast here on Radio St. Pete. Let's get it going.
Come up, baby.
John Jacobs, uh-huh. Rio Paris, Zach Townsend was one step away from being banned from anything HMB radio related, but he showed up in a pinch at the right time.
He deserved it.
Welcome, guys.
My career's going is like I can't lose. I can't afford to lose the HMB fucking.
Yeah, no, you don't even get a mic stand right now.
He told me he goes, "I'm too big for this," and I just laughed in his face, a real genuine belly laugh.
I couldn't find a parking spot. I was pissed.
Oh, you poor guy.
Have more people started moving here?
No, this is pretty standard because people eat at the restaurant, and then about like 9 p.m., it kind of starts clearing out again.
No, it's the hot spot.
It's because nobody here has a driveway.
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah. That's true.
I was noticing that on the way
I don't know what you want me to do about this stuff, though.
Fix it, man.
I move.
Yeah, move.
Be more convenient for me, dude. This stinks. Yeah. I park so far away, I'm definitely getting towed.
All of you are close to us. Rio's close to me. Ybor.
Work.
This side.
Dude.
Work.
No, Ybor sucks.
Eat dirt, buddy. How about
eat
that?
Eat dirt.
Nice shirt, it clean. Will.
Hey, yeah, thanks, man. Patrice O'Neill. I always get odd looks from people sometimes with this thing, and I'm not sure if it's okay for a white dude to be wearing a black man on a shirt.
Right.
It is okay.
Well, luckily for you, you're going to
be a white
lesbian.
Rio says it's okay.
So.
Yes.
If it's Patrice O'Neill.
It's okay, yeah. I'm going to get one of Rio.
Oh wow, that would be.
I would love that. That would be awesome. That's but anyways, you guys are all here together today because we're promoting the Poolside Comedy Jam at the Hollander Hotel on April 1st, Saturday. It says 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. I want to talk to Juliana though. Maybe make that.
Are we doing
eight.
6 hours of comedy?
No, yeah. No.
We're all doing 2 hour sets, right?
Yeah. It's right. Yeah. No, it's a poolside day. So DJ Sugar Bear is going to be there. He's going to be spinning records.
Uh-oh.
The bar's going to be open. No. Yes.
Sweet tunes.
Yes, yes. And he is a very good
I think
DJ.
That's Mike
too.
Morris.
Yeah, that's Mike Morris.
No, this guy actually like spins records and stuff. He has like every
Applebee's.
Oh, a real DJ.
Real DJ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll see about that, Sugar Bear.
Celebrities, dude.
Probably so it,
some Bucks players.
It is at the Hollander, 421 4th Avenue North. It is a free event, and performing, we have these three gentlemen here. Joey Lundhall is, I guess, going to be hosting.
Is that
a
comic?
He's the guy who owns The Loft, and he has dabbled in comedy, and he's funny.
That's always good to hear.
Okay.
Now, I would have invited him here, but I only have so many microphones. Right. So Joey's
yeah,
the odd
so
man
many
out.
Parking.
What's
and
up,
I'd
Joey?
If I had missed out another spot, I would have killed killed DJ
Back
Sugar
on the
Bear.
Parking.
Yo, I should have got DJ Sugar Bear. I should have had him take your spot.
Good one. Anyways, how about the headphones? Am I even recording? Can you guys even hear me?
Everything's
yes,
a fake thing.
No, everything's breaking, and I'm poor, so I'm having
to
replace
the controller. There's no.
Do those work? Do those headphones work? They do?
I think something's going on. I can barely hear anything, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot that the studio's been, you know, going through a rough patch recently, huh?
Well, I dropped a pair of headphones.
Sure.
And these were our $15 headphones, so they broke. I mean, they broke. There's no coming back from that. So.
Yes.
Sure.
And then, I have $15, so I could buy them, but it's just one of those things that aren't a necessity.
Yeah, show me the money.
Let's see your money. Let's see your money.
I just bought that beer you're drinking. So.
Well, you did, true.
Michelob Ultra Light, which is why I don't
believe it. It's not Ultra.
It's
Michelob Light, Tardo.
It's Michelob Light, you stupid.
What's the difference?
A lot.
One's Ultra, and one's just a regular light beer.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, dude. Can't you tell?
I got some choice words for you guys, but you said we can't swear on the podcast.
Yeah,
so
you could tell me
after.
Please don't.
Curse.
But Rio hasn't
curse
been here in a while.
Heavens.
Rio,
prove
I know
it.
You've
prove
been,
it.
You've been very busy lately. Tell me what you've been up to.
Wow.
Yes.
Some shows. Some shows have happened.
Divine.
It's always good to come
that was
through.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, Divine Brewery. Shouts out to Palm Harbor. Great comics were on that show, John. Went ahead and hosted, did a great job.
Johnny up front, as they call him.
There we go.
Get the good stuff out of the way.
Johnny Frontside.
Opener.
Clark Brooks, Elijah Henry, or Hernandez.
Whatever he wants that day, yeah.
Yeah. And then close it out. Headlined the Improv January 11th, which was a good turnout. 264 people came out.
There you go.
So that was awesome. And then headlined at Green Gators as well. They filmed like what's going to be a DVD
that
sold. So, yeah, just been trying to do shows and write new material. And the Tampa Bay comedy scene is looking good right
When's
now.
When's that HBO special coming out?
You know,
I think that's what he's growing the beard for. I don't think I've ever seen you like with like a little bit of a beard.
This is me like he's caring less about life.
Yeah, he's on tilt.
Yeah, that's when the good comedy comes out.
Yeah, this is not. This is no.
That's how I know he's talking. He's really bright in new jokes.
Oh!
he's got
wait till you hear the new stuff.
Oh man,
I am writing darker material.
That's why John's John's a baby face.
Yeah.
You're a pretty high spirited dude too. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I guess everybody gets sad. But sure. have you come on tough times? What's bringing you into the darker realm?
Few things.
Okay.
Few things, some family stuff,
sure.
Some unhappiness kind of with where the career is right now.
Sure.
You know, just like any other comic, want to
kill ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. 100%. That's a part of it.
That's a common trait with the
suicidal radio.
And that is a common trait, I think, because we've all experienced things that can kind of define us as artists in terms of, like, you have to go through a lot of traumatizing things. You don't have to.
Struggle.
It helps.
But it can't. Yeah.
Struggle sex.
Yeah, struggle sex.
Struggle sex.
There we go.
That's my bit.
Yeah, isn't that called rape?
Oh, boy.
No!
Dark.
He's referring to a bit.
Somebody turn the lights off.
Yeah, like,
turn on the light.
When the lights get turned off.
Zero and, like, dark 30.
Yeah. You don't have food or anything to drink, but you have sex.
Dude. So what is the material?
I'm not
trying to pull it out of you and get
besides
into
besides calling out all the jaded comics in the back.
That's the best thing ever.
15 I've seen
every set.
Yes, I should mention that before we started recording this one, we had James Bailey was in here recording his. And kind of passively trashing people anonymously.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as the mics
all
went off,
names.
I came in with beer. And I heard names flying left and right.
Oh, yeah.
We
love to let the names fly.
I will name names on this podcast.
Oh, I hope so.
There we go.
Let's get this thing viral, baby.
Viral.
Do some numbers.
Stillborns are coming into.
Stillborns?
I like that, actually. Yeah. That's a good reference.
Wait, is this real?
Yeah.
Did you have a stillborn baby?
No.
Well, no, you moron.
No, it's just
Come on, Willie.
Yeah, I got a stillborn baby bit. I have a bit about adopted kids. Right.
Stillborn baby bit.
Oh, I thought you were like referring to like when I said jaded comics. I thought you were saying like there's a lot of new like stillborns in the Tampa comics.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I like that. Oh. I was like, I've never heard that before.
Good slang.
Because, like, the last time I saw Rio was at that showcase thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, the end, which I thought was the best part of anybody's set, was you called out all the jaded comics who talk during everybody else's set.
True.
During the back. And, like, we don't show each other support and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's pretty fucking true.
Pretty true.
And I turn the front Rio every time, too. Rio gets off, I go, dude, who are you talking about? Because literally you're up there and you're going, I feel the hate. I feel y'all hating me. And we're on the back like, we love Rio so much. Like,
I've never heard anybody say an unkind word about
Rio.
I'm sure somebody has.
Everybody does love you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I love how you secretly hate everybody.
Yeah. No!
As somebody who secretly hates everybody. You're just way better at putting a front on.
I get that vibe.
That is not
Rio. You do hate
very
everybody.
Very polite.
Come on.
How
great manners.
Okay, so let's break it down for what really has
here
happened.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. All right, a quick explanation of where this comes from. When I first started, I was bombing a lot.
Oh yeah.
And I will say that not until year three. Did I even feel like there was some, like, at least maybe two bits that were genuinely funny? So it was just a lot of bombing, a lot of nobody laughing. But then when that kind of started to take a turn, already, so for 3 years, there were a lot of comics who would say negative things and kind of wonder why I was coming out. So, but within that process, it was just trying to get better and trying to get better. And so those comics, I've heard different things, you know, from that time. And then hating started, the hate grew even stronger when it went from bombing to getting laughs. So those comics are still in place, still don't really have good things to say. And then you have comics that I was always cool with, and we were always cool with one another, who always showed love. But then there's some newer comics where I'm seeing, like, now they're seeing some of the opportunities, and they may be opportunities that they wish that they were getting. And that kind of is making them feel some type of way also, because they think that, you know, 6 months in the game, they're ready to headline or feature, and why Rio's posting this on Facebook. So it's just a certain vibe that I feel around certain individuals. So it's not everybody. It's not all comics in the room that I'm talking to when I say that. It's more so for, without saying, hey, you directly, just kind of a, it's general, but it's also directed only towards certain comics. So,
you know, unfortunately, I kind of feel like I think you're trying to do it in a nice way, but the people that need to hear it probably think it goes right over their head because they're in the clouds.
In one ear, right out the other, dude. Yep. It's like, yeah. Brutal.
Could be, but that's what happened that night. So it's not John Jacobs.
It better not be.
It's not Zach Townsend. It's not Will Koontz that I was speaking to that night. It's maybe two male comics and maybe two female comics.
Well, there's only three female comics.
You do the math.
Radio censor.
You do math.
Lamb chops.
You do the math.
We do have John Jacobs, Rio Paris, Zach Townsend coming in. And we got the Poolside Comedy Jam at the Hollander. 421 4th Avenue North.
Oh, my God.
I'm wearing a bathing suit on stage.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You should.
Yeah, dude.
You should.
Yeah,
it'll be funny. I'm a prop comic now. I've been meaning to tell you guys.
White sunscreen.
With an umbilical cord.
Yeah, I'm bringing a pool noodle. Yeah. I have a pool noodle closer that's going to kill.
Unbuttoned Hawaiian shirt, bucket hat. And big glasses.
No, like suntan lotion just on my nose.
Just on
like,
the nose.
Not to be a spoiler, but with the pool noodle, is that going to be a penis, I'm assuming?
You just have to weigh
in. There we go.
I'm going to use it to smash a pumpkin. That's my big close. It takes like 40 minutes.
Yeah, Willie, are we allowed to curse at Hollander?
I believe so. I talked to her about this. Yeah. It is an 18-plus show.
Like
an R-rated movie.
18-plus, but 21-minus.
I did ask her about this, though, specifically, because I know that's a big deal for everybody.
Cursing
pretty much.
The hotel, right?
If you're not 18, you can make like Jordan Peele and get out.
Woo!
You guys like that?
Pun!
Direct like Jordan Peele.
I've had that in the tank for like 4 days.
I love it.
And I asked her, is it cool if they curse, you know, because most do. And she goes,
all three of us heavily do.
I believe. She goes, it should be okay.
It should be. There's no I in should.
Guess what? I'm going first. So it's not okay. You guys are screwed.
You'll be fine.
Well, we'll just leave then. How about that?
It'll be a perfect alley-oop.
Yeah.
Well, are you on it at all? Are you like hosting or something?
I'm gonna go and sit and drink.
You're not on it?
I might have to work, so I might not.
I don't think they have Michelob Ultra there, so you might have to bring your own.
Oh,
it's not Ultra. It's Michelob Light. You creep. Why can't you get this right? I don't understand.
You're a phony.
Denial.
I can say is I'm not doing clean, man. I'm not doing clean. I refuse.
Could you guys do clean if you had to in a pinch? 5 minutes.
Church clean.
Me and
5 minutes. Yeah. Me and Steve Bix, 45.
Would rather not. I've done a few churches, so
dude, I did. I did like a field day at my college after I'd graduated, and while I was doing it, they had like a kids' day in front of me. There was like a moon bounce with little kids like dancing.
Oh no!
Shit.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, so they're like, you know, I tried to talk to them. Because, like, what am I going to do at this point? Mm-hmm. It's, like, noon. Sun's out, right?
Yeah.
I'm just on stage, like, you kids like homework? And they're like, boo! And I'm like, this is awful.
Why did I bring up homework?
Who is that drunk guy?
Yeah, they're like, what is this? Yeah, I'm, like, hungover. I think I'm really cool and stuff. It was great. I hadn't done anything yet in life either.
Why was there kids at a college?
I have no idea. As they were walking in, I was like, you guys are recruiting young, huh? And, you know, a little laugh. But then they didn't leave. And I was like, oh, these kids are, like, here now. They're good. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. So, yeah, you know, I tried and just trashed, you know, education and trying hard.
You know, John, how old are you?
27.
Rio, how old are you?
Hey.
Chris.
All right. Well, dude, remember? Dude,
how old are you, Zach?
I'm just 26.
Yeah, I bet.
Dude, me and Will went to a Yard of Ale the other night.
How could you?
And, dude, I've never felt so old in my life. Like, because it's spring break.
Oh. Yeah.
All these, like, little nerds are hanging out there, like, they all have fake IDs and stuff. Dude, I felt like I was, like, a Kids Bop music video.
Didn't they love you, though? They probably loved
you. No, they hated me. I was wearing literally the same exact thing I'm wearing now. They're, like...
I think I was, too, as a matter of fact.
How do they not love that, then? You look like a genie, and you're Michael Phelps, and they don't like that?
No, they hated it. They didn't like it. No, that's how I know, like, I'm getting old, because... Like, 22-year-olds look like kids to me now.
Yeah, perfect.
I don't like it.
Finally. I can do what I want and get away with it.
Daddy's home.
Hollander, April 1st.
We're all millennials, but you kind of find out the difference between the millennial you are and the millennial that an 18-year-old is.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because most references, like, they won't get. No. And it's like, oh, I thought we were both, but you don't know this.
Yeah, they're like, you don't realize.
Well, 5 years, complete turnover.
18-year-olds are something else. I forget what the cutoff is because I'm right at the spot where I'm called a geriatric millennial.
Right.
Because it means you came of age like 17, 16, 18, or right around the 2000
area. I thought it was like
Will, shut up. You're a cheaty. You're like 1,800 years old.
I thought it was like 1982 to 2000.
You know, maybe you're right, but I know they categorize me as a geriatric.
Right, because you're at the closest.
Right at the dude, Rio was the coolest 84. Kid in his school. Did you know that?
Oh, wow.
Rio told me that.
Yeah.
Did you get voted coolest?
I got voted. I was homecoming king.
Oh.
I was best all around and best personality.
I know.
Hey, I was class devil.
There we go.
Yeah, that's like I went to a Catholic school, so that was pretty much class clown.
So that's why you're evil.
Yeah, they're like class devil. Like,
jeez.
Can you just say funniest? Yeah. Like
class devil.
At a Catholic school?
Yeah, I was going to say, I forgot funny isn't a word.
Is that a bit yet?
Huh?
Is that a bit yet?
No, not
being voted class devil at a Catholic school?
Yeah, I guess I should, but there is something there.
Finally, you wrote a new bit.
Yeah.
It's been months.
We wrote it. Zach does nothing.
Fired.
So what's your nightmare gig? We did John's. What was your nightmare gig, Rio?
Nightmare gig. It wasn't. Where was I at? I actually got a bit about this. So I was in Arcadia, and at a saloon.
Oh, all right.
And it was a real saloon, which I didn't know still existed.
Nice.
In the 21st century. So we do the show, and after the show, this dude came up to me, white guy, and he's like, oh, man, dude, that was good, man. That was so good. You know what's crazy? Like, to see you here and, like, think about how far this town has come.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Because, like, right outside of here, dude, and he's like, pointing, he's like, right outside of here, there's actually a tree. That they used to hang black people from, man. And they called it the Tree of Knowledge. Like, it's like right out there, but to like see people laugh, you know, and black comics to be welcome, it's like real big. And I was like, oh, yeah, man. So, and then I said to the other comics, I'm like, are we going to get the money now?
You didn't want to. Well, it sounded like Tree of Knowledge.
He was being positive, though. Like, wow, look at how far we've come as a people.
Well, bit is.
Yeah, as he's tying up of some piece of rope in the corner.
Right. Used to hang black people from, it's like an ex. Like, you could say I used to have sex with my ex, but that can quickly turn into I'm having sex with my ex again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The same way they used to hang.
Once you get drunk, it starts to come out. Yeah, you're texting her again.
Right. We used to hang black people from trees, but you know what? Depending on how this night goes, we might start again. So
yeah, that's pretty wild.
You're gonna get Taco Bell, and you guy's gonna get drunk. He's gonna hang Rio,
poor Rio,
and he's gonna go home and get Taco Bell.
I didn't want to stick around.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
What about you, Zach? Did you have a nightmare?
Yeah, I did this show at in front of this place called the Tree of Knowledge one time.
Some ceremony.
National KKK Day.
This dude's fucking Jordan sneaker kept hitting me in the head when I was.
You didn't turn around.
Dude, I'm just 2 years in. Like, I feel like every gig I get is a hell gig. Like, these gigs actually sound really nice.
True.
Hell yeah, baby.
White Supremacist Day. WSD! Welcome, Zach Townsend!
Yeah, I would kill, dude.
They love you, for sure.
Where's your hood?
They'd elect me mayor.
Dude, my actual worst thing was my worst spot. I didn't do stand up for like 2-3 weeks after this or something. I was back in DC before I came back down here after LA, waiting to hear anything about SNL.
Uh-oh.
Didn't get, they kept me in the loop for like a couple months. Didn't get back to me eventually, but I did a show at like this like mansion, like this real dirty looking room in Baltimore. And it was literally like a Baltimore Pride comedy show. Like, all these Baltimore comics getting up, like, we love Baltimore. Yeah, we love each other, this and that. And then the host gets up, and he goes, all right, comics, I know there's a lot of y'all in here. Take notes. This man coming out back from L.A., TV, watch what this man does. And, like, I get up, and the first thing I say is, like, all right, thanks for reading that. Just how I wrote it down, nobody laughed.
Oh, no.
At all.
Gosh.
Woo!
And I was like, and then I was like, this looks like the kind of place where, like, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on in here. Everybody would get shot if the cops walked in. And then I said something like, oh yeah, this Baltimore, isn't this where the Freddie Gray thing happened?
Oh, woo! Boy.
And then just nothing at all for the rest of the show. And it was the worst thing ever. And yeah, it was brutal. I left immediately after that and didn't do stand up for 2-3 weeks.
This is when you were living in
DC. But you're back.
But now I'm here.
DC, you were there?
Yeah, a brief period of time between LA and back to Tampa.
Yeah.
So.
TPA.
Yeah.
Dude, listen.
So that was terrible.
From a dumpy room in Baltimore to HMB radio.
Yeah.
How the mighty have fallen.
I'm a homemade man. Nah, dude, it's, I've done a lot. No. Well, pretty much every other show I do is awful. It's really feast or famine for me. It's pretty good. Like,
yeah.
I mean, this weekend, you're pretty hard on yourself if you don't, like, crush. I mean, as a host, it's pretty tough. But, featured Thursday, it was amazing. The last show Sunday was amazing. Like, Friday and Saturday was just, like, whatever and weak. So, like, you know, you go through these weird roller coasters. Like,
yeah, you're
great.
You're doing, both of you guys are. You're doing dumpy room, but you're also doing the improv. So, like,
well, yeah, of course.
That's always pretty fun. It's always got to be pretty fun.
You have to do that,
I've been to a lot of shows where you guys are on them, and it's always like good audience and stuff.
Yeah. True. Oh, yeah, the improv shows are great. But, that's why you want
to
crush
it. Dude, except for, like, we went to the Michael Blackson show.
Okay. Oh, man.
And there was one guy in the audience. I've never seen this kind
wild.
Of disrespect
yeah.
from an audience member
Insanity.
Before. Dude, this guy during Michael Blackson's feature, his road feature, he's standing up, and he's like right in dead middle.
Yeah,
he's
dead middle.
He's standing up at his seat, and he's screaming at the feature. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yo, F you, you're not funny, make me laugh. Like, not
and
even
security,
like,
nothing.
But like so brute. Like he had
yeah.
like this like
angry.
Tone in his voice where he
oh,
was
yeah.
like, I mean
every yeah.
word.
I will
and
fight
I really
want
to fight you.
Now.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And then the dude said something, and he roasted him like
yeah.
it was not even a good roast joke, but it erupted the whole room
yeah.
and everybody
dude,
turned
for
against
like
this guy.
4 minutes,
security
yeah.
got on him and
yeah.
I believe he referred to him as a dusty ass.
Oh yeah, dusty.
I believe that's
dusty.
What
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
And that
so
got people
dusty.
That popped.
No, we
yeah.
all loved it. Oh
yeah.
my god,
yeah.
like he is
yeah.
dusty.
Yeah,
yeah. I was
real
like,
dusty.
Yeah. Security came over with like a Swiffer sweeper. It's like they Apollo Sandmaned him out of
the dusty
like that.
Good,
funny.
That was pretty wild.
Yeah.
A crowd
yeah,
that I've never been a part of a black audience before because
right.
I was one of the only white people there. I think us three and
because
a
he was
brothers,
one,
literally
his dad
awesome.
Was the guy who planted the Tree of Knowledge. That's why. <he's laughs>
No, I'm a Jew, man. We didn't do that.
Ooh. Jew but, life.
Jews are.
Can you say that word on the radio?
Yes, I think so.
Leap it
now
out.
You got me thinking about
they
it.
They own it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was thinking though, like being where you're at, Rio. Have you done any just all black rooms? And what's the difference between the black
dude,
rooms for
white
you and the white rooms?
People love Rio. Like
no, I know they do.
Everybody loves Rio.
Yeah, it's like everybody
it's
loves Chris.
And
yeah.
I love them bad. I'd really do though, because yeah.
What do you prefer, a black room or a white room?
Or
a mixed crowd.
I prefer a mixed crowd.
Okay.
Because a mixed crowd is the ideally what the hope for the future is in terms of fan base, you know. But I will say it's so weird because in Lakeland in 2013, in like 2014, I was doing all black rooms as far as shows go. And sweet. Then, like, but I was also at Side Splitters doing what are really like white rooms, predominantly white rooms.
Carrollwood area, yeah.
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 And then you switch it up to where, you know, becoming a improv house comic or whatever. And then that turned into diverse crowds. But then when I traveled to places like Crystal River and Ocala, that is all white. So mm-hmm. I don't, the difference I would say is they say in theory that like black people are the hardest people to make laugh because black people demand, you know?
Not amazing.
I mean,
I get up and I do the Dougie and they go nuts.
See, but that's what I was getting ready to refer to.
Or you, or like if you're self-deprecating, you're like, yeah, I know I look like, and they're like, oh, right. He does, kind of. So,
but what makes it hard is, and it's not even a stereotype. It's just, it can be harder to do the more thought-provoking jokes or like jokes with a lot of misdirections. Right. And that's only because I think that's not what black audiences have become accustomed to seeing.
Yeah, no.
So it's not really their fault. It's just that I'm unfortunately, like, they'll laugh, but I got to kind of change the material a little bit because some of it's going to have to match what a black audience is used to. Right.
Yeah, or like references.
Right.
Yeah, like certain people might not know.
So
like,
you're ready to put on a dress and dance in a Madea movie.
I'm ready to put on a dress,
if the money's
dance
right.
in a Madea movie, and
behind closed
to
doors?
Be continued. To be continued. Shouts out to the Illuminati, baby.
Yes.
Shouts out to all the Freemasons.
Hit me up on Facebook.
Scott is right, the 33rd degree.
David Rockefeller.
I gotta tell you though, black people know how to have a better time than white people.
Black people do know how to have a great time. White people know how to have a great time in other settings. Maybe not necessarily comedy clubs, but at like keg parties.
Yeah, like, frat parties and stuff where the roofies are throwing around.
Stock manipulation.
White people at keg parties and black people at comedy clubs are.
You're gonna die.
I watched a guy take his shirt off and start booty dancing on the wall.
Yeah.
And I've never heard a lot of
so you've seen real sets before.
Yeah,
That's, man, it's, and it goes back to the hacky stuff. But see, one thing about it, I will say I'm not willing to be hacky for a black crowd just to get a laugh.
Right, but in a movie, I'm saying you got no problem.
In a movie? Of course!
The money's right, I'm doing whatever.
Who wouldn't do a movie?
Okay, so stand up though, you have this integrity though.
I'll punch my grandma.
Okay, so if they came up to you and they said, we'll give you $1 million if you change your whole act and do like a get or done style thing,
you would. No!
Okay, good.
No,
so you have a line.
Movies and stand-up are two different things.
Okay, hey, I'm just seeing where your line is.
You know where my line is. I've told you what I'm willing to do for money, power, and fame. Hey, this is recorded.
Exactly, I'm trying to help your brand, man.
John, this is not... Old Jews.
The only reason John's asking that is because if you got a call tomorrow, his new catchphrase is "Get her done."
Oh my god, you guys are gonna love this, and I can talk about this one here because they would never listen. So I was drunk the other night, and I don't know. I guess I was ballsy, and I text the executive producer of Are You the One's sister. And I say, hey, man, or sister. I say, hey,
Hey, sis.
I hear, I say, get me on your brother's new reboot of Are You the One? Like, I see you made another show. Get me in that. She didn't respond. I email him that night, and I go, hey, man, you promised me I was going to be on, like, an all-star thing if you bring it back. Get me on that. And don't hear anything. Today, I got an email back from executive producer, and he goes, you're definitely in the mix. Like,
let's go.
Totally all about
that. Let's go.
And I'm like, yes, dude. He goes, let me just...
You instantly just hit up all your old drug dealers.
Yeah, right. No, he basically
like,
just
yo,
said...
it's coming, guys. It's coming.
He basically just said, we just have to get this, like, second chances idea picked up. Like, this is the first season. We don't know if we're even going to get another one, so...
Okay,
how many
we'll
times
if...
were you on MTV twice or just once?
Twice, baby.
Twice!
Two-time Tony.
So you got a check cut from MTV both times. Were they both equally as
not
fat?
At
I'm
all.
Not going to ask you.
First one huge, second one barely anything.
Really?
Yes.
That's BS.
Huge BS.
And you guys know what BS stands for.
But that third time is a charm. That third time is coming.
That third time could be a charm.
And even if it's not on MTV, it's on
something's coming, baby.
Yo, you know what? You know, like how, like, I mean, like, you'll talk to a comic and, like, you can instantly tell, like, when they're just talking to you in bits. Like, you're like, they've written this at home and they're just gonna talk, they're not even talking to you like a normal person.
Which is what you're doing right now.
But you should do that next time you go on MTV. Yeah. The third time. Like, you're just like the funniest guy on TV. They're like, this guy needs his own show right now.
Everything he says is like the funniest thing we've ever heard.
Yes.
Just doing like every bit I've ever written and having the cameras like, around. I have an idea for a show.
It's like
me. I watch internet vids, and then I talk about them. Well, there you go.
Basically,
you got your
original.
Own
everything's like MTV. Are You the One? But then, like every time it cuts to you, it's like Seinfeld. Like you're just like doing a bit or living a bit.
Yeah, it just comes in.
That will work.
Yeah, Seinfeld's amazing.
We got John Jacobs, Rio Perez, Zach Townsend, and
yeah,
we're
just tuning in.
Yes, the homemade broadcast this week.
Yeah,
we're
talking. You might want to rewind.
If you just turned on your AM radio.
Shut up! The Poolside Comedy Jam at the Hollander Hall. I'm trying to help you.
Whoa, hey! You just accidentally clicked on the link. Well tweeted.
The Hollander Hotel is located at 421 4th Avenue North. It's a free show. All these guys will be there, plus Joey Lundhall. It starts at 1 p.m. DJ Sugar Bear will be there. Spin it on the one.
20, and then I guess the comedy show will be later on in the evening. I'm going to
It better be, dude. I'm not trying to do comedy at like
1:30. Yeah. You're getting sunburnt while you're standing out there.
Everyone's looking at you like with their hand over on their over their eyebrows. Like,
over their head.
What? What's he saying?
Yeah, little drunk. Kid is on their shoulders. Yeah.
Drunk
a baby.
Crowd.
People just doing belly flops during your set.
Yes. Oh, everyone's going to be hammered by that. Oh, and it is benefiting Pet Pal Animal Shelter, too.
Oh, didn't know that. Proceeds,
bring your dogs out.
Okay.
Where are my dogs at?
And Deep, what is it?
Who
deep
let the dogs
Eddie Vodka,
in,
too.
Is the real question.
Helping us out.
What's up, baby?
What?
I can't do it.
Wait, so this isn't for a kill shelter?
No, it's not. It is,
the money
not
goes
the opposite of that.
Searching the streets for animals and killing them on site. We pay this one guy.
I would be in favor of that. They're out of control.
Dude,
they're running the streets.
I'll keep them all.
At this property management place, and so it's me and my boss who's my manager, and we had like this lady's cat kept getting out and going into other people's neighborhoods. So we found this guy who literally his job is like he catches cats and then he drives them like 4 hours away to this field and just lets them out.
That's awesome. Wow.
So, and he caught this lady's cat and she has no idea her cat's gonna be like 4 hours away in some
Ouch.
Field, probably
oh
get picked
wow.
out like a freaking field mouse by a hawk.
Sorry,
field
sucker.
Of feline.
Ooh.
Field of dreams.
Yeah.
Fill
the feline
field
finder.
There we go.
Feline
the feline finder.
Finder. Yeah, it's a show. It's
fill
an A&E
the feline
show.
Finder.
Right.
Yeah,
fill
well,
the
that
feline.
Is an A&E
now
show.
Now it's a Nicktoons
right
show.
After Gary the Gator Getter.
Whoa. Did you come up with that on the spot, buddy?
Hey, what can I say? My
Gary the Gator Getter.
Good.
Damn, this guy is up there right now.
Yeah.
I'm all the way up.
Well, this is not that. This is Pet Pal does a lot of good work around town, so we're happy
no relation to PayPal.
Nope, none.
Elon
Pet
Musk.
Pal.
Elon Dusk.
Work. Freestyles.
Elon Dusk.
In the building.
Let me in.
Come on.
Rio, you freestyle, right?
I freestyle.
Can we do a freestyle about the Poolside Comedy Jam?
John
freestyles. I like that. We can all freestyle.
Words.
I don't either.
I'm like a hype man. I'll
if you put
in,
a
like,
beat
yeah.
on, Rio will go for literally hours.
Uh oh.
I'm not joking. He won't stop.
Word.
And it gets crazy. I'm right. warning you guys.
Hang on, I gotta push pause so I can plug this in.
This is a historic event.
Uh oh.
Uh oh.
So hard to keep.
Oh yeah, Rio likes this. Yeah.
Oh,
I can't even hear.
Oh,
you can't. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't even hear it.
Whatever. I'll do acapella.
Acapella. This what we doing?
My love.
John, you want to start it off? How we gonna do it?
Yeah, sure. I'll open it up. Because,
okay.
It'll make you look.
Break it down.
Better.
No.
We talking about the pool show. Everybody knows that's where the fools go. So glowed up, mother. So tough. You know I blow stuff, can't talk about it, don't doubt it. Gwen Stefani, I'm Bustani.
Bustani.
You all want me, like fettuccine, in a Lamborghini, bikinis, you know you need me. I'm from D.C., eating Reese's Pieces.
Woo!
by the Old Navy. I like so gravy. Slavery was a really bad thing. Bling, bling. Listen to me sing. I am the king. Now, Rio, sing.
Oh! All right. Whoa!
My love.
Yo!
Woo!
Okay,
music.
So
keep the
hard.
Crowd bouncing, no matter what we are rounding. Out the podcast, no good and well do we new foundling. Zach Townsend to the right of me. And I'm a menace to society, just like Kane and Old Dogs inside the John Jacobs. Will Coops in the building, we about to take up. The comedy show is on April 1st. For anybody thirsty for comedy, which is thirst. Without a nurse, you know that it's sick though. A real sick go, swinging like a young Klitschko. We at the Hollander Hotel. Jokes and beats is what we know well. Along with your rhymes, we gonna be poolside. Where your homie at? I heard that fool die until he showed up and started laughing. Never been twice, but we got the same passion.
So Maybach.
Woo!
We getting money, baby. We getting money.
Yeah.
Getting money. All we do is get money.
Rio Paris, ladies
funny.
And gentlemen. And John
April
Jacob.
First.
There we go.
That was good. I like that.
The crowd goes miles. All
I have such right. talented friends.
Oh, you do.
It, man.
I
That's
know.
Fantastic.
Then,
fantastic.
Yeah, man, I'm doing country western next myself. The rapping is just
you have to, dude, you have to be a triple threat now to, like, get anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're next Jamie Foxx.
That's true, yeah.
Like
Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
I'm coming for the
Donald
crown.
Glover.
The crown.
Coming for the crown, Childish. Atlanta's great, though. I, like
I heard it was very good. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to check it out.
I mean, you guys
Glover.
See Rio Paris next to Godfrey on that video?
Woo!
Yeah, oh, I did see that, actually. Yeah, yeah. yeah. Where was that
Godfrey.
At? Was that WMNF?
Yeah, Godfrey's
yeah.
going.
8.5.
How did they get Godfrey?
Not better than this guy.
Godfrey, so it's a very interesting thing how that ends up happening. There is a gentleman who... actually, it's cool with a fair amount of comics that come every year. So he actually made that happen. Mr. Larry Love, shouts out to Larry. Shouts out to Kia. Shouts out to the whole improv staff, man. Godfrey's a real cool dude, too. So, like, of course, he didn't have to do it. But 2 years in a row, he actually went to 88.5. But this past time, he wanted to go to, I guess there's an arcade on Waters.
Oh, yeah. Lowry Parkade?
Is that what it's called?
They get Larry like, Park Zoo?
Yeah, no, Lowry Parkade. It's like an arcade.
Oh, that's
bar.
A real thing.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So, okay. but he was, he didn't get upset, but we left the improv so late that there was no time to go. Like, we thought that it closed later.
Damn.
But when we actually found out what time it closed and we were still at the radio, he's like, oh, man. I wanted to play foosball. I wanted to play Pac-Man, something like that.
He'll be back next year.
There we go. He sure will. This year, right? 2017?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, he comes around once a year. Yeah, yes. That's always cool. I love to see comics that, and, you know, people that come around and hang with, you know, small stations and
yeah, little
and
old
me.
Us. You know, thank you for hanging out with little old us. You know, I'm just trying to do
when
it.
When a guy like big, like Godfrey, is like cool, like, dude, like Mike, like Michael Black, like he let us hang out with him and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I walked in, and he was like, oh, you got friends out? I wasn't going to let them in.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, you got friends out there? And I was like, yeah. And then, like, I was like, it was just so weird. It was just two, like, three white guys, and we all looked the way we do.
True.
And he was just, like, the coolest dude.
Yeah, he was awesome.
There we go.
Really good dude.
That's what matters.
Black,
that's
Blackie Blackson.
Yeah.
That's how you keep
easy there.
Your
knowledge trace.
And it grows from there.
It's playing off his last name.
There's
man.
A few
We're
comics who aren't cool. A few comics that are making moves. That
yeah, there's
are...
open micers who aren't as nice as those guys. Like,
yeah.
Ego, man.
Name some names.
People Duval. Got ego. Lil Duval kicking me off the show.
Wow.
He did? Was
oh,
that
yeah, because you were killing. I heard about that because he was killing
too
hard.
Yeah.
Oh, because you were supposed to do Don't
and
Stop St. Pete. Was that
kind
that
of
one?
A hack?
No, this was at the
yeah, I said it.
I was hosting the weekend.
He's a hack.
Lil Duval?
Yep. Kicked me out. Kicked me off the show the first night.
I thought Lil Duval was a rapper. I thought you were rapping, and that's why.
I don't even think he's a comedian, so he might be a rapper.
Yeah,
he's definitely
like,
not a comedian.
Right,
like,
step your jokes up.
He does that green screen show.
And
stuff.
I'm not saying nothing I wouldn't say to your face,
baby. Yes, come get it, Duval. Get that Mayweather fight.
Let's get. We gotta get out of here, guys. Let's give your social media out. John, go ahead.
At Maybach Diamonds on everything. You know what it is.
Boom.
Rio.
Rio Paris on Facebook. fast food tour. Catch me at a McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Arby's, Hardee's near you. Golden Corral, Holland.
Long John Silver's.
Right, but those are
I'll be opening for Rio at Long John Silver.
Those are private shows. Those
private shows.
Free Zachary husbands.
At Smack Townsend on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, everything.
Do you have another Facebook? As it said,
no. Or not, that's what happened. Sorry, I got really drunk.
Instagram.
No, I got really drunk one night and I deleted Instagram because I was like, I'm gonna take a break from social media. Ugh. And then I went to log in and it said log in with Facebook, so it made me a brand new one. And I don't follow anybody on it. I checked it today.
You.
I got 60 followers,
you're
baby.
Trash.
I am blowing up. I'm about to blow up.
You're a loser,
about to blow up.
Can we do this real quick, Will? Shouts out to Zach Townsend for being one of the funniest up and coming comics in the area. Shouts out to John Jacobs, been on television twice. Shouts out to JB Ball. Shouts out to Jonas.
Yes.
Shouts out to Jared Warder. Shouts out to Cam Bertrand, Katie McCoy, Nina Ramdot, shouts out to Tony Gard, shouts out to William Sloan, shouts out to Steve Laszlo, shouts out to Johnny B, shouts out to Chris Mattson, James Bailey, wish you the best on your trip, and anybody that's being forgotten right now, you already know that it's love. We on the come up, Tampa Bay.
No,
it is love! Will said it's ending, I'm trying to think of people, but Will Koontz, what do you have coming up, sir?
I will be here in this studio apartment and recording podcasts every week.
But the podcast is growing.
The podcast is growing.
A lot more listeners.
Too. Yeah, I saw you're doing more numbers. Actually.
I checked my feed.
It's
yeah.
Let them know.
I don't look. Bumping but up. I know this isn't very impressive.
Right, I'm
but
calling
for
BS.
Small,
no, it is impressive.
Shut your mouth. I had over 800 plays in one day.
Ooh!
Which is pretty good for a local
Yowza
podcast.
For the haters, that means while your phone was getting turned off, Will was getting 800 plays.
Where you at, Ryan Hoppy?
You couldn't. Yeah. Whoa.
Bitter rival.
Shouts out to Ryan Hoppy.
Shouts out.
All right, shouts out to Rob Gargiulo.
Let's get out of here before I get the cops called on us for
yelling. Shout out to the cops. In the streets.
See you guys. See you guys.
April 1st.
Well, that was a chaotic podcast, but thank you to Rio, Paris, John Jacob, Zach Townsend for being
no
on.
No problem, dude.
Hey,
no
thanks, problem. Man. Zach sticking around for the outro, which never happens.
Sticking
but,
around for the after hours Michelob Ultra Light.
It's not Ultra. All right. See us or see them. I'll be there, but I'll be drinking. Hollander Hotel. The Poolside Comedy Jam.
My grandma's going to be there if anybody wants to.
Shut up. 421 4th Avenue North. If you check the Hollander Hotel downtown St. Petersburg Facebook page, that event is up there if you want to get info. No, you don't need tickets. You don't need anything like that.
It's free.
It's free. April 1st, 1 p.m. we're going to start. Probably comedy won't start till later in the eve. So
come get drunk, though, and hang out.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe to HMB Radio, too, on iTunes and Stitcher.
Get some stickers.
Let's get some stickers. I will have stickers there, that's for sure.
You should merch yourself.
I'm just going to give them away, man. So follow us on Facebook, HMB Radio. Make sure you follow Radio St. Pete while you're there, too. Radio St. Pete, easy enough. Twitter, @home_made_man. Radio St. Pete, easy enough on Twitter. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned for Frank Rivera's Jazz Show. And after that, the indie circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, thank you. As the podcast continues to grow, thank you. I will talk to you next week. Zach, see you, man.
Bye, guys.